Hey, America Tonight. Welcome to another week. Wow. Monday has slipped away as we're swinging in to a Tuesday. And a lot happening in the Beltway and outside of the Beltway. The buzz is still over the Tea Party. That's what it's all about. The definitions of what the Tea Party is. Can this O'Donnell character get elected in November? I mean, everywhere you turn, I urge you to do this experiment. No, just trust me. Sit in front of your tube, grab yourself a cold one, and plot it out for about maybe 20 minutes. And flip all around cable. I mean, flip everywhere. And I guarantee you'll hear her name probably 25 times. She really is the story. It's not even so much about the Tea Party, because it's all focused on Christine O'Donnell, which in a way is helpful to other inexperienced candidates who now find themselves in these positions where they're running under the Republican wing, like in Nevada and Sharon Engel, where there was so much heat on her and what she knew and what she didn't know and what she's saying, goofball things. That's all been shifted to Delaware. I mean, in fact, if I were Sharon Engel, I would write her a thank you note. Thank you. You took the spotlight off of me. Bottom line is, whether it's Sharon Engel or Christine O'Donnell or whoever it is, how many, I'm going to call them renegade newbies, get elected in the next 6 weeks? And I'm going to tell you, I think it's going to be more than what the Democrats feel they're going to give up. Will there be a big swing in the House? Takes 40, takes 10 in the Senate. So the Senate was especially thorny. If the Senate was going to completely switch over from Dem-controlled to Republican-controlled, a little bit tougher to push that rock, right? Maybe not so tough. Can you imagine if Joe Biden's seat goes to a Republican, too, for all the years that Joe Biden held on to that seat in Delaware? Much like Teddy Kennedy, when he died, the fact that Scott Brown ended up filling his shoes, which Democrat had that seat with Kennedy since the 70s. Now we may see a similar thing happen in Delaware, but a lot of people are saying, not so fast. We've got questions, lots of them. If you've never heard the show before, you really want to hang on tight. It's kind of like a ride at Six Flags or Disneyland or Disney World. You know, there's all kinds of amusement parks out there. You know, the new kind, for example, when you go to Orlando at Universal and the bar just slams into you. Not the old-fashioned way where you get in and have like a cheesy safety belt that you really always wondered if it was hooked up. Now they just slam the bar against you. And if you can't close the bar, they don't even let you get on the ride anymore. So the bar has to close down. That's what the show is like. The bar is going to jam you back, but give you a chance, no matter if you're left of left or right of right or somewhere in between, to throw in your 2 cents. Where else do you get that in the overnight? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. And no offense to my friend George Norrie down the dial, but sometimes we're talking about aliens and space stuff, too. Especially since it seems like once a month I look up into the sky and I don't know what I'm looking at. Is it a shooting star? Is it something else? And we have had people on to talk about those experiences, believe it or not. But mostly we're sticking with our feet here on Earth, on the terra firma. And that's the question when it comes to a couple of things, including what's going on in New York. The water cooler buzz wasn't over the Tea Party a couple of weeks ago. Wasn't over Christine O'Donnell, and is she a witch, or is she not a witch, or why'd she say that, or what does Karl Rove think, or what do the American people think, or will the people in Delaware vote for her over the Democrat, or will she be blocked from the seat? The buzz was centered in Lower Manhattan and the Islamic Center and what was going to go on there, whether or not, in fact, the Islamic Center slash mosque would go up. Well, now there's a strange thing happening. First, the imam behind the center wasn't around because he was raising funds. He was overseas on a trip, on really a government-sponsored trip to talk about peace and to raise money. So now this imam who did seek the spotlight for the couple of weeks when he came back suddenly is nowhere to be found. I guess the reason is security. He's getting protection from the New York City Police Department. And why is he getting protection? The only thing that's being released is, well, there's a lot of crazies. And that's why he has police protection from the NYPD. And this is Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf. Now, he gets this protection from the NYPD. That's being paid for by taxpayer dollars, okay? And I'm thinking there could be some Islamic terrorist threats laced in there. Not just some crazy from New York who hates the idea of the center and the mosque. I'm thinking it goes even maybe deeper than that. What about this poor woman, this cartoonist, who did the Prophet Muhammad Day? Remember that? Drawing the Prophet Muhammad and then turned into a huge Facebook explosion. She's disappeared. She doesn't have her job anymore as a cartoonist because the threats were too big. She didn't go into witness protection because no one was paying for that, but she had to disappear. She was advised to just change her life, change where she lived, dump everything, and apparently that's what happened. And this is only because she did a cartoon poking fun at the Prophet Muhammad. So now what's happened to this imam? He gets the protection. The New York City Police Department isn't really saying very much, like I mentioned. They're not fielding questions when you ask them, well, the usual who, what, where, when, why. But just to say that, yeah, sure, he's getting some coverage. And that's what they refer to it as, coverage. So is the FBI investigating these threats? They're not talking either as to whether or not they will. And the media rep for Rauf isn't commenting on the security either. So now he's pretty much disappeared. Disappeared from being there in front of the cameras and talking to reporters and answering questions about Park 51, which is the site of the proposed Islamic Center. Instead, he's skipping meetings and laying low. I mean, it's what I call laying in the weeds. He's laying in the weeds, probably in New Jersey. He's not coming in to New York. And like I mentioned, he was traveling in the Middle East when this thing blew up like a powder keg just set on fire with several different barrels tied to it every day. Poof, poof, poof. So he was out in the Middle East when that was going on, and a U.S. State Department trip for most of August, came back September 5th, was in the spotlight for a couple, then disappeared. Fair or foul? Who should pick up that cost? Speaking of costs, we're going to tell you about a new website that will blow your mind, mygovernmentcost.org. You know, knowledge is power. So where is all the money going to? The bailouts, the TARP, how much is it going to cost you? We're talking about it next.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter I-S-A-F-E bags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
You will be amazed if you go to this website that's called mygovernmentcost.org. If you go there, what you'll find out is how much all of the deals in Washington are actually costing you. You know, we see now that the hot button, we know the hot button is money, money, money for everybody. You know, where does it end? I always say this, follow the money. So we were just talking about the tea parties, for example, in the beginning, how everywhere you turn, all you hear about is Christine O'Donnell. It's all about her. And more of the focus is on her than anything else. The town hall meetings when healthcare was in flux as to whether or not it would pass this overhaul of healthcare. And what's going on with inflation and the debt and the bailout. I really think it all goes back to 2008, the fall of 2008, when the big collapse started happening and all the shoes began to drop and mortgages imploded and we found out about the subprime sneaky game and how so many people were profiting off of bogus mortgages that just sunk our battleship. I mean, really, that's what it's up. That's what happened. That's what it amounts to. So if you go to this website, check it out. Somebody sent me a link to it maybe sometime last week. And if you mess around with it, you'll see what I'm talking about. And it shows you where you basically would stand, where Social Security is and everything else because of the bailouts and the TARP money and what the burden is now, that what could have been generated, but instead what has happened. For example, if you could have socked the money away in the stock market instead. And I say this all the time. Yes, the stock market is like gambling. But listen to this. How about the recent college graduate who earns, let's say, $40,000 a year? It could be more, it could be less, but we'll just take that number of $40,000. Pays about $180,000 in Social Security over their lifetime. Well, if you took that money, and that money was invested in the stock market, you know what really could have happened? that graduate could have earned more than $1.2 million instead of throwing it into the arms of Uncle Sam. And we know that you can't control what happens on the market. But let's say the worst case scenario is, okay, it's probably less than $1 million, but almost $1 million. It's like we have to rethink what's going on with money. You know, it's kind of like the old saying about throwing good money after bad money when you just have to give in. It's almost like, and I hate to use the comparison, the people that are in those walkaways, where they're in those situations, they're getting advised, not out in the open, but they're getting advised to just walk away because you're sunk. This is so far backwards, let's say in Stockton, California, on houses that are 240, 250, you're not going to make this money back. You're just throwing money out there. So you just walk away from it, which is costly to everybody in the game eventually. But this is the scenario. It's like that with Social Security, especially unless you're retired now or you're getting near retirement, at least you're reaping some of that benefit. In my life, I won't see Social Security. The technical maestro of America tonight, young Matt Johnson, he's marrying a doctor. I keep telling him, find a good doctor.
I know, I need a sugar mama.
You do. And I'm searching for you. So, because whether you're 28, 38, 48, anywhere in that range, anywhere from your 20s to really 50s, probably mid-50s, it's even dicey there as to how long the Social Security would last. And, you know, anytime that comes up with politicians, it's always batted down. Oh, that's fear-mongering. Oh, that's ridiculous. You know, we're going to take care of that. We're going to take care of that. Eventually get to the point where we're going to take care of it is, oops, what do? We're stuck. We got to pay this. We got to do this. We got to move money around here. What's going to happen? So I like this website because it offers a different reality, and it's a stroke of genius, really, rather than all the money that goes down the rat hole. Is it going to change anything, and will Social Security ultimately flip around where you just, you know, hey, let's just send you a check, and it's up to you what to do with it, and we'll figure it all out and sort it out? No, but it is an eye-opener as to what the real financial problems are and just how bloody bad they are that people don't realize it. And I happen to think, because I'm an optimist, that most people, or at least let's say, I'm going to say 44%. It's an odd number, but I'm just going to pick 44%. Really believe, and even if they're not working toward achieving this, and this is probably why the lottery is played, why so many people play the lottery, thinking that, oh, this, you know, this is what I'm going to win the lottery. I'm going to win the lottery. I don't care what you tell me about statistics and lightning striking and all that, because this is going to bail me out. I think that people believe ultimately something will change. Somehow that break will come somewhere down the road if I go to every networking meeting or whatever. And it's not to say that those things don't happen, but the pipe dream. It's like we had on the ATN head shrinker, Judith Barr, probably about a month ago. And I thought it was one of the best conversations we ever had with her on the show. If you miss it, sorry. I mean, it might actually be archived on AmericaTonight.net. I'll check. But what was great about that conversation was the fact that all this positive has led to another crazy side of the 43-44% thinking that magic is just going to happen, that magic money is going to fly from the sky. And this, I think this website draws attention to that, that there is no magic money, but there really could be. Could have been a better way to do this instead of just throwing the money out the window. Look what could happen. Somebody not making giant bucks still could have ended up with a decent amount of money at the end, enough that they could live comfortably. But instead, we're all sweating it out. The middle class, that's what it is. The middle class is sweating it out. And that's what's starting to happen with Obama when he goes out and he speaks, because he's the president after all, so the buck stops with the president, whoever the president happens to be, and especially a president who really ran on change you can count on. I am change you can count on. So people believe that the magic dollars would happen, and the magic dollars aren't happening, and time keeps ticking. We keep hearing about double dip recession, the houses in trouble, unemployment numbers, and then you'll hear the opposite information that gets pumped out. Oh, no, no, no. Things are starting to look better. We're going to have these jobs. There's going to be more jobs for people, and that's going to make a huge difference in so many people's lives where they've been out of work for almost 2 years, because there are people that have been out of work for almost 2 years. And some of those people are just trying to get money under the table, whatever they can, because the unemployment's running out. So the president certainly knows this now. The administration is aware of it. The rose-colored glasses are off. On Monday, the president said even though the recession, see, he's saying it, has been officially declared over for millions of people who are out of work or struggling, it's very real. And that's the thing. It's real, baby. The hole is deep for a lot of people who leveraged everything, who went into savings, who had to explode 401ks, and then they get penalized on the flip side of that when it comes to tax time. So he spoke to a group of people earlier in the day, kind of a town hall meeting, and he talked about the economic downturn. He said that started in 2007 and ended in June of 2009. Well, you look at the numbers and there is no question. He knows it. He's saying it. The longest downturn we've had since World War II. And the president threw this out, that something that took 10 years to create is going to take a little more time to solve. So pushing that rock up the hill to say we're trying to do something, but geez, you know, it's going to take time to turn this around. Wait till you hear what one woman had to say about this president and the economics that so many people are suffering from that are very real when the pot is empty. Hang with us.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio? GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted unintended side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Of auburn hair with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep.
Coming up in our very last segment of this hour of America Tonight, we have another version of We Can Count, and included in this We Can Count is the top 10 richest people on the Hill. Yeah, I know you're dying to find out who that is. Yeah, they always print lists of movie stars who make $1 trillion and what musicians have made, or the Facebook guy made, or this boy wonder made, whatever. And I think it's interesting because politicians, as much as it's there for the taking unless they won't allow their finances to be shown, but technically they have to, right? So it's easy to find out. But politicians really don't want to talk about that. When they're walking around with some big dollars in their pockets, they don't like that, especially now with the last segment I was talking about, the middle class feeling that squeeze, that heat, so much so that every place the president goes, that's what he's hearing from people. If he's trying to push for candidates, and that's what he was doing, actually. He went to Pennsylvania on Monday to try to raise the roof for some money for the Democratic Senate candidate, Joe Sestak, who's in a tight race for a seat that's really a must-win for the Democrats. So he slogged the miles which is pretty close, actually, in Air Force One to get there. But what he was bombarded with in this town hall were business owners, small business owners, and teachers and students and people who didn't have jobs. So that's what they want to know. And here's what one woman had to say. This is what one woman had to say about the president.
I have been told that I voted for a man who said he was going to change things in a meaningful way for the middle class. I'm one of those people, and I'm waiting, sir.
All right, what's the other part of that is the woman said she was the chief financial officer for a veterans service organization, and she also said, I'm exhausted of defending you. Boy, is that not a telling phrase. And she talked about how hard it's been on her and her family and saying, I'm disappointed where we are right now, where we are. Is this the new reality? And the president said, look, my goal isn't to convince you that everything is where it ought to be. Things aren't moving in the right direction. And that's the problem. Then there was, this was great, actually, because it was a mega dose of reality. There was a law school graduate who said he couldn't find a job and couldn't even make interest payments on his student loans. So he tried to grab that proverbial brass ring, and he goes to law school, so you can imagine how much money he spent there. Can't make the payments on the loans. And he said he was inspired by the campaign, but the inspiration is dying away. And see, this is what's happening. This is a sure sign that if the Republicans had their act together in 2012 and nothing changes with the economy, it could be a lot tighter than some Democrats would like in the next presidential election. And I don't know, will Obama run again? He hasn't said that. I mean, there's no rule. Even though Bush did it twice and Clinton got in there twice, so he would be the one if he stepped away. I can't imagine he would. But he hinted at that in an interview maybe 6 months ago with Diane Sawyer on ABC. Like, hey, if I'm just a one-term president, he kind of threw that out there in what he was mentioning about the economy. And I thought it was some interesting insight into, well, you know, does he completely step out of this whole thing? I don't think so. I still don't believe that'll happen. And here's where the big mistake, I believe, came for Obama. I'm sorry. Tim Geithner got to go. The Treasury Secretary, for my money, really take a look at him. But I've said this all along. And look at where he came from. We have a Treasury Secretary that wasn't even paying his taxes. The rest of us are getting slammed on the head. When you're barely making enough money, you better pay your taxes. When can we set up the payment plan? Do you know how many people are on payment plans that didn't even make, I don't know, $45,000 last year? So you have the Treasury Secretary, who should have been pink-slipped a long time ago. And then you could throw in Lawrence Summers, too, the chief economic advisor. But especially Geithner. To me, you have to have somebody different in that role. I think constantly he has done nothing but try to skirt around his buddies on Wall Street and not attack the problem. He's ultimately, what I hate the most about Washington, he's part of that reaction crowd, not the action crowd. You know, you give somebody some slack when they first jump into a job because you can't expect them, even if they're great. I mean, even if they've got connections and they've got ways to move things and they are a straight shooter and, you know, have everything up and down the line of pros and maybe just a few cons, nobody's going to jump into a job right away and flip things around. But see, now, and that's why people are standing up and they're saying exactly what they think to the president. I'm tired of defending you. What about me? I've heard about this dream and, geez, look, I can't even pay the interest on my loans. And that's where the Republicans are either going to jump in and take advantage, and especially in these midterm elections, or they're not. They're going to bungle it. It's just a question of, I think, paying off on the campaigns in the next 6 weeks for some of those who are running. And if anything, maybe some Republicans would be replaced on the Hill as well, because you've got all the House seats up, and you certainly have 37 key Senate spots up, too, that could easily flip. And I said the numbers again, and I'll keep repeating them. 10 Senate seats swinging in a different direction. 40 swinging in a different direction as far as that the House is concerned. And in the end, maybe that's not enough. Maybe not. All right, this is all too familiar as I jump away from the economy for a second and talk about, unfortunately, when I wake up, it seems like when I wake up, I'd rather have for 5 minutes the no news is good news. Just let me read the comics in the sports section for a few minutes. But it never happens because there's always some text message from somebody just making sure I knew that, oh, yeah, there were two people who were shot at a grocery store on a West Texas Army post in El Paso, Texas. I used to, for a brief period of time, work as a reporter at a television station, KTSM, in El Paso. And the big base there is Fort Bliss. And a 60-year-old guy was shot and killed by security guards. But this was after shooting two women at a convenience store right there at the shopping center. So they ordered him to put down the weapon. He refused to, got in the car. When we got in the car, the guards took him out. And here we go again. The motive for the shooting, unclear. And still there's a lot we don't know about that afternoon takedown. They're investigating it. They're looking at what the connection was. But, another shooting on a military base. I mean, the Fort Hood thing was huge. I mean, giant for so many reasons. But anytime somebody is killed on a base, I think it's a big deal. Think of all the bases we have. I mean, the bases aren't safe? I mean, yes, it's like a microcosm of society, and it'd be foolish to think that you could 100% guarantee safety across the board. But I can remember going to Fort Bliss. I can remember going to Fort Hood and how many questions they asked the gate. You came in with a news crew. So it was obvious you had permission that you were going there to do a story or whatever. But, boy, you got grilled right and left with questions. So what's going on? I mean, it used to be pretty unusual. But, you know, well, I'm trying to think, when I covered any of these bases, even Lompoc, the Air Force base there, I would say the biggest thing is some nut would try to go through the gate and crack the fence or something. You know, the arm that goes down. I think that happened one time, and this might have actually been Sandia in Albuquerque. And that was big news. But never these shootings. So is this another murder-suicide deal? You know, maybe the shooter had no affiliation with the military or whatever, and it's just a surrounding thing. But the statistics are frightening, I think. How many of you have sons and nephews or daughters or cousins or whatever that they're on the base? The base is supposed to be like that safe haven. Geez, we're getting ready to ship you out, and you're here on the base for however long, or you're coming back and you're living on the base, or you're operating something on the base, so you live with your family on the base. You know, I don't get it. And there's not a lot of details on this one, but certainly they'll emerge sooner, as soon as the investigation's over with. But it's, you know, what's up with this? What's going on with the security on the bases? It doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, what does that tell you when we talk about how safe we are? Oh, it's obviously a problem. Problem at Fort Bliss, a problem at Fort Hood and others around this country. And maybe it's time that people in the military were able to carry sidearms, too. 800-259-5791 if you want to chime in. But we got We Can Count coming up around the bend.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study. Called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at diabetichealthsolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the buy three, get one free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at diabetichealthsolution.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, towline, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Time for this hour's version of We Can Count. All right, check it out. I'm going to get hot over what people are making. Yeah, look, we live in a capitalistic society, and I say that you should be able to earn whatever you can earn. Although, when the people that represent you, really, they're trying to skirt around the numbers. And we know about Senator John Kerry at $188 million. That's the net worth. It's their minimum net worth, by the way. So it means that it could be a little bit higher than that. But of the 50... of the wealthiest, 50 in Congress, 27 are Democrats, 23 are Republicans. So that means basically, crunch the numbers, Dems are 54% of that group. They make up 59% of Congress overall, so they've got more bucks. How about this name? How about Congresswoman Jane Harman, California, $153 million. Jay Rockefeller, the name, it's a given, right? He's a Dem. We know that from West Virginia, $82 million. How about some of the Republicans? Daryl Issa. I actually like Congressman Issa. He's worth $160 million, so he's up there. Senator Mark Warner is pulling in 70 cool big ones, millions. Also, Senator Frank Lautenberg, Democrat from New Jersey, $50 million. Feinstein, we know that she's in the neighborhood of $46 million. And I don't think that's a surprise to anyone familiar with her. But it's crazy. So you've got this federal debt burden, you know, about 60% of the GDP, and you've got House and Senate folks who are managing their personal finances much better than the country's. Maybe they need to let everybody in on a little secret. And you know, some of that is accumulated wealth and some of those family businesses, but still, they've got to be doing something right to have accumulated the amounts that they are. But when it comes to what's happening to the American people and what's going on with the lending and the bailouts and the ownership, you know, we've had enough of that. I think the consumer move to have Elizabeth Warren head up that group is good because, to me, and I don't know, her ideology might swing Democratic, but I don't think she fears either the Democrats or the Republicans, and because she wants to play it straight, it doesn't matter. I mean, if she'll call a foul on whoever it is, and she may actually infuriate a lot of people. I'm in some ways surprised because there were a lot of people that didn't want to see her get that job. I'm surprised that she snagged it, but good for her because she's definitely not establishment. I'd be stunned if she was, but from everything that I've heard, and we're trying to get her on the show, she's absolutely not. All right, Big Brother is watching you if you're in New York City. Oh, I love New York City. And I go here many times when I go back home, Grand Central Terminal, Times Square, Penn Station, all the people that come in on the trains. A lot of you listening to me in Connecticut, you know what I'm talking about, or Jersey. So they're going to have 500 video cameras. New York City police extending that wandering eye into the major subway stations. The mayor was very pleased to announce that, saying that they're going to be installed and by the folks at MTA. They're the people who operate the subways, and it'll cover lower and midtown Manhattan. And how much is it going to cost? It's Homeland Security money. So that's really you and me. $200 million. The city already has over 1,100 public and private cameras, and so now probably they're going to try to eventually have, is what I heard, was somewhere in the neighborhood of 3,000. Woo! But the police commissioner says, look, what do you want from us? We've got this worldwide show here, baby. It's called New York City, and terrorists are targeting our mass transit system, and that's how they would get maximum casualties. So we think it gives us the best coverage, and we don't care about he didn't say we don't care about the whole Big Brother thing, but they shrug off the idea of, do we have to have that many cameras? And this is the kind of cameras where we're talking license plate readers and radiation detector sensor types, right? So the city's network can get feeds, too, from about 10,000 cameras. It's a lot of numbers. And the New York City Civil Liberties Union, they're saying that, you know, this increase in all these cameras doesn't particularly safeguard our privacy. And this is without any real evidence that video surveillance is going to prevent terrorism. So that's the question. Will all those cameras prevent terrorism? If somebody wants to blow up a subway car and they walk on casually with a backpack or something else that they take on with them and they leave it and they hide it well enough, or it's just rigged to go off pretty fast, what is a camera going to do to get someone there quickly enough? If you think of the bomb squad, which they do a fine job, I don't know how anyone does that job for a living, honestly. If you're listening to me and you're in a bomb squad, you'll be totally anonymous to us. Call us, and I don't know how you do it. You are a brave person. And I'd love to know what you do in your off hours to come down off of that rush of adrenaline. But even the best man on the bomb squad, the best of the team, you call them in. I mean, you're talking about time. It's all about maximum time, getting to the scene as fast as possible. So packages that are left there, people loitering around, I guess I could see that. And if someone looks suspicious and they're loitering around, but of course we don't profile, if that's happening and then they're stopped and questioned, that would be one thing. But the object that's there, how quickly can you actually get to the object? So, okay, so all these new eyes, I mean, they have a point, all these new eyes, but how much safer will you be with all of those cameras? Because will it prevent something from happening? And the answer is, of course not. There's no way to 100% across the board guarantee that. All right, we can guarantee you this. Gold is a major hit, baby. As much as people try to sink the idea that gold is something you want to invest in, I say this all the time, but boy, you think back to what gold was 3 or 4 years ago. Even if you could only scrape together a little bit of money, you still would have made a whole lot if you hung on to it. Gold hits another record high. This is 4 days in a row. 4 days in a row. And what it does show is that people are pessimistic about what's going on because they see the unemployment numbers. Look at Obama goes to the town hall and people that voted for him are sad and they say, listen, I'm exhausted of defending you and what's going on with the economy and whatever. So job security, the sentiment is bleak in a lot of cases. And what's going to happen with the interest rates? I mean, the interest rates are pretty low as the economy is struggling. But for what? It doesn't matter. Gold, a spot gold rose at 0.3%. So what does that mean for an ounce? 1,280.20 an ounce. Whew. You know, I thought by the end of the year we'd be looking at 2,000. I don't know if it hits 2,000, but certainly there's a good chance it could hit 1,500. And I think that confidence in the global economy is definitely fledgling too. The low interest rates, the weaker dollar, that's a good foundation for gold, and that's why you're seeing those kind of prices. Silver, actually, too, has risen. In the last 5 weeks, it's been up almost 20%. That's a high, high, high number. In fact, that's been one of the highest numbers we've seen, like 17% in almost 30 years. And silver is another one of those alternatives, too. Maybe people have gold and silver, or maybe a combination of both of them, you know, whatever it is. But either way, it shows you, when you see those numbers shoot up the way they're shooting up, somebody's doing something right when they were smart enough to grab some a couple of years ago. All right, if you're able to, go to your computer and type out a note to me about anything on the show that you want to sound off on, you want to vent. If you have some good suggestions, feel free to do it, americatonight.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Worse? How can they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan. We're at the threshold of hell!